So the big question is this: what is life like on tour when you're playing professional golf? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's tough. That's the question, and this is the podcast that's going to give you the answer. Welcome to Tales of the Tour on Stock Shot Secrets. All right, we are back for another episode of Tales of the Tour. How are you doing today, babe?
Good.
And we are talking about what is a painful...
This is going to be tough.
...topic. Should I probably set the stage? I should probably set the stage. So...
We're in Pinewood. We're in North Carolina. We're staying with the Terrys.
We're in Pinewood. Now, if you kind of look back at, like, my playing career, there's one thing that I ridiculously struggled with, which is so interesting because, quite frankly, I'm really impulsive.
This is so...
It's so weird because,
You run a mile a minute with everything else, and I don't understand how.
And I'm not impulsive. Like, you are not impulsive. So I'm like, sweetheart, we should make a decision on this. You're like, yeah, well, I will next year.
I have a tough time committing. Yeah.
Right. And then for me, it's like, oh, like, let's like move this salary here, and like, let's do this, and like, oh, yeah, let's just go buy a building. And it's like, okay, but, you know, and it's like very quick.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason.
You put the cart before the horse all the time. That's what John and I say.
But at the same, but on the golf course, I was the complete opposite.
And so you're not a details oriented person, but on the golf course.
Oh, God, it's excruciating.
The elements.
Oh, which, by the way, Wesley had it. I figured out the PGA Tour caddies now are called element consultants.
Yeah.
So you were an element consultant. You could put that on
I did not really consult on very many elements.
Put that on your resume. A wind and terrain specialist.
Yes.
So anyway, so the problem with me on a golf course is that, like, if you're going through the think box of, like, lie, land, golf club, I would go up to the ball and I'd be like, okay, my lie's like this. Okay, it's a little into the grain. The water or the ball's a little bit moist. Okay, where do I want to land it? I'm 145. I need to land this 142. There's the elevation. That's 138. It's a little bit into the wind. Okay, that's playing 160, 159. Okay, but then there's the water on the ball. That's going to make it fly farther. That's 164. Then wait, what was the original yardage again?
Yeah.
Then it would be like, I got to start over. Okay, it's 148. Yeah. And then what would happen, my think box would get so clouded.
Mm-hmm.
I would play at the speed of death.
A turtle.
And the problem was I was so aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so aware of it.
Yeah.
But it was literally, I know you guys aren't going to believe me, and I don't even, it was literally an addiction.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't stop.
It's obsessive compulsive.
It was obsessive.
You became OCD about it.
100% obsessive compulsive, to the point where I would play, and the whole goal of the day was to not go on the clock.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would ruin my. It literally every day was a bad day.
Yeah.
Because it was so painful. Because it was just like, it was like an alcoholic, like trying not to drink. It's like, just give me a sip, man.
Right? Yeah.
Let me answer the question 47 times. So, and
you
then,
almost needed.
And
you,
then, and then when I get when I would get put on the clock,
yeah,
with Harlow. All right.
Hey there, Kyle.
So
he
come up to me
and
go, all right, Kyle. You know what time it is? It's time to put you on the clock again because you're behind. You're four holes behind, and you started one hole ago. And it's like, oh man. But then I would go on a tear for the four holes he'd clock. I get four birdies
because you wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't overthink.
Just my natural instinct.
For you, it's so wild. I'm an overthinker and non-committal and detailed oriented. You are not that way in life.
Which is why we're such a good team, sweetie.
Yes, but on the golf course, that was you, and it was just wild. I look back now and I'm like, who was that person?
But I'm also detailing the lesson to you. I'm like, hey, bro, you need to flare your foot like five more degrees.
So maybe it's just like golf instruction, instructional part of golf.
Golf in general, I'm very detailed.
Yeah.
Business.
It's because you're so passionate about it. You have
I'm super passionate about business, but in business, I'm just a visionary guy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, hey, we got to do this. And like, let's take over this planet. And it's like,
yeah.
And then in the house, it's like, you're always like, how's that stuff not bother you? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the kid that was at the restaurant, you're like, how's that guy? The kid's screaming in your ear. How do you not next behind us? And I'm like, what kid?
Wait, when?
The other night we were at dinner. You're like, how do you not bothered by this?
Yeah.
Or at the pool.
So
the long and short, I'm playing at the speed of death.
Yeah.
So that week, you could tell the story. tell the story about Pinewood.
So you play and you're playing slow all week.
No, the tournament hadn't even started yet. It was on the board on the practice round of Pinewood.
On the truck?
On the truck.
So Hooters Tour had this. Erster had a gigantic semi. And on the outside of the semi was a huge leaderboard that opened up and like was on the side there all week so everyone could come and look at it. You played well.
I played well because about what you're about to drop.
So he heads out to play, and it says on the side of the truck, because there were magnetic letters. It said, avoid slow play. You know who you are. Some jerk face came, rearranged the letters to avoid slow Kyle. You know who you are.
And I was like,
sent you into a spiral.
Oh, I was so pissed.
You came back with revenge, though, babe. You came in.
What did
I
shoot that week?
I have you right here. I have a picture of the 66 that you shot. Of course, I won't be able to find it now.
No, yes, not right
but,
there.
But
what was the 4-round total, though?
I don't have that.
No, you have it on the score.
Oh,
right there.
Sorry. Yes, I do. We are, where are we? Pinewood 66, 66, 67, 66.
Yeah.
Cash money.
Right. So,
like,
that was, I remember that
you
week.
You were like,
yeah.
It was a huge F you, which was good. Then but it was like, why can't you just do that every single week?
Well, there's something to be said about, like, you listen to these NFL players, and it's like, you know, they're like 30 years old, and they're like, I'm pissed because I was drafted in the 6th round. And they just play with their life with a chip on their shoulder. And there's something to be said about that, right? Like,
yeah.
Playing with something to prove is a big deal. Just with anything in life, right? Like, you want to prove someone wrong, you know, you're going to get more intense with
crazy.
That stuff. But and I remember that week on the range, just doing a pun. It's called the Punisher drill, where you like stick the club in your grip, and you hit, and it kind of makes it so you don't flip it, and you can continue to rotate. And that was like the drill that I was doing. I distinctly remember being that and warming up before the range. But then that week, I mean, I hit it great. And, you know, was like, well, I can play slow because I take less shots than you do. So it all evens out.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Oh, you tell him.
All right. Yeah, so now after we do that.
You had a good round. You made the cut. You tied for fifth.
Yeah. But to the point, I would also say, I would venture to say that.
And you did pretty good the week after, too.
But I would say that if someone said, aside from the fact of my desire to be like a father and be a husband and not travel, that from a technical skill standpoint, that obsessive compulsiveness, whatever it was, whatever that thing is, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever, but.
Were you on the clock at all the rest of that week?
Oh, I'm probably sure I was, but no, I'm sure I was on it sometime, but that week, because of the sign, it was like, nope. Screw you. I'm playing fast. And because I played fast, I got out of my own way and therefore freed up and shoot a bunch of 66s. And I think that's with everybody. Like, some of you guys, like, you're too methodical. And like in the lesson tee, you're like me. And it's like, okay, we got to teach you how to go play golf and play in an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, do completely the opposite. And then some people are like, they don't even like shoot the pin. And it's like, bro, like, you got to do some questions. Like, you're just a space cadet.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's different, right? Our stuff is our stuff. So, but that, I would say that the fact of whatever that thing is, that basically led to me quitting. And quite frankly, like, when you're like, why don't we go out and play again? And you go do it. I'm like, because that's going to come back out. And like, it just gave me such a knot in my stomach. But you know,
I think you've matured so much with stop being a PAB and everything that I think that you would do. I think you would do really well. I think because the pressure is off. We have our family. We're good. We're not starting out young and married. I think that pressure was off. It would be off.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you would have that pressure anymore.
Should we tell my Adler PAB story?
No.
For another time?
It's good parenting, but.
Yeah, maybe not. We won't want to be judged.
Yeah.
Kids need to be tough.
Now that you already put it out there. Jeez.
Adler plays a tournament 2 weeks ago. I'm caddying for him. And I hate caddying for my son. Why? Because it's just like, I just want to be a dad and like
you want to relax and have fun.
Relax and like I'm super passionate, so it's bugging because it's like, oh my gosh, this shot should be easier.
It's because you're kind of living through him, and you're like, I would do this on this shot, and
he's
X, 11, Y,
so he's like, no, I'm hitting 6 iron here.
Which you should let him do. It's
I
his
do.
Game.
I do.
Yeah.
So like we have goal, like I'm like, I'll caddy, but like we have to, like I'm your dad, and like we're just having fun.
We're
like
just,
the goal is
chill.
No tens and no tears.
Yeah.
So he's on hole 7.
Like that. Did you come up with that? No tens and no tears?
No, Ava Wyatt did. That was her dad. Her dad came.
Ava.
No tens, no tears. Sorry if I just said a name I shouldn't have, but Ava's, she's dull. Yeah. Old Academy kid. So he's on hole 7, and it's hot. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. First time this little boy's ever walked 18 holes. It's like 95 degrees.
This is his first round of 18. All the other tournaments he's played in were 9.
So he's done. It's on hole 7, and he starts being a little sissy boy.
It was hot. It was very hot.
And I'm like, he hits one right, and then he tops one. And he said, like, the goal is, I don't want to make any big numbers today. So as caddy and dad and, like, you know, friend, whatever, like, I got to hold him to his goal. So he does. He starts to mope and, like, do like this. I go, listen, man, you need to stop being a PAB. And he knows what a PAB is.
Yeah.
So.
Good to know.
So he does this. I tell him, hey, bro, stop being a PAB. Like, you need to sack up and, like, let's go. Like, grow a pair, we're playing, be a man, it's hot.
Yeah. You're talking to him like a young man now. Like,
yeah,
he's a tween. He's a tween, so he can handle
kids
this.
Kids need to be, you know, I tell him he's amazing a lot, but like,
yeah.
Same time, like, kids need more, they need to get in their face a little bit. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Stock Shots Secrets podcast. If you are enjoying it, be sure to like this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you can always see when they are coming out. And most importantly, if you would be so kind to be able to share this podcast with other passionate golfers who are trying to get better and build stock shots, because it grows through you sharing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And now back to Stock Shot Secrets. So he snaps out of it, comes back, and he goes, this is fun because you're an element consultant.
Yeah.
And he comes back the next day, and we're talking about his round with Les on the back patio. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mom, guess what? Dad was saying, you need to get in his face, because like he said a cuss word on the course yesterday, called me a PAB. I go, Adler, what are you talking about, bro? She's the one that came up with it. I'd be on the course. She's the one that called me a PAB and stuff, getting on his face. And she's like, yep, you deserved it.
Yeah. Stop being a PAB.
Yeah. So,
but we do not say to our children that all the time. It was a special circumstance.
There's only a circumstance. I will not say that in the house. It's just like when we are in athletics and he's doing something, I'm coaching, and sometimes you got to talk to him.
Nothing else is working. So it was like when I, like, nothing else.
Adam, you need to be tougher, man.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Like,
no, man. You gotta
like put some fire under it.
Yeah. So, all right. So we leave after a Voitslow Kyle, which led to the demise of my career.
Which was great. But you tied for 5th, and we head to Hawkinsville, and you tied home of the Nats.
Yes. So
you tied for 12th there. 71, 68, 65, 71.
Yep. That was
a good week.
That was a good week. That was the
home of Toupee grass too.
Yeah. So that was the week that there was a gentleman on the range who hit it really, really good.
Yes.
Who I'm not going to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
But his swing was one that I modeled.
Beautiful.
Ever.
But
he'd sit on the range and he hit it really good. And I remember sitting there and I'd walk up to him and I was like, sweetheart, like, that's so and so. I was like, I'm going to go hit balls right next to him because I just want to watch.
Yeah.
Because I literally, like, when I would work with my instructors, that
I'm
was...
I'm going to stalk him.
Yeah, I'm going to stalk him really quick. So then I remember doing this, and I'm like, this dude's swing is like poetry in motion. Like, this is the swing I want. And he hit there, and he never missed on the range. And then we walked around. I turned around, and it was hole 10, which was behind the range, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And I remember he teed it up, and it was just like, he put it in the ground, and I stopped my practice. I turned around, and I'm watching him. I'm like, this guy's going to shoot, like, 61 today.
Yeah.
Because his swing's amazing.
Yeah.
Pegs it.
Merp.
Into the pool. Like, just blows it 100 yards right. I was like, what in the world? Because the guy was known for, like, basically keeping his PGA Tour card so he could practice.
Yeah.
Like, but he never really played good.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show the power of the brain of, like, practice is one
thing.
Is
he still on tour?
Now he's a teacher.
Okay.
A well-known teacher. But it just shows the power, like, the brain always wins. Yeah. But Hawkinsville, that was, I don't know if we've really talked about
it. I never really understood how mental the game of golf was, specifically right when we first got married. And before we were married, when you played in college and everything, and I'd watch you, and I'm like, I don't see the connection between just get up and hit the freaking ball. Don't think about it.
Well,
but it's not until like I was an elements consultant that I discovered that relationship and how wild it is. And really when we started working with Pia and Lynn, and it was like,
and Pia and Lynn was the whole point that we spent tens of thousands of maybe hundreds of thousands of golf of dollars was to, because of Avoid Soy Kyle.
Yeah.
It was like all about how do I get rid of this thing? I mean, to the point of like, I had to count my routine. I remember like being doing the elements and or reading the elements, going through this stuff, and I'm like, I'm counting. So I'm like, okay, 1,000, 2,000. It was basically like, I have 13 seconds to do this.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm basically doing two sides. I'm doing the calculations while counting, which was obviously hard for a man because we were like waffle heads. But
I kind of wish I would have been a little bit more of a support.
What? You were amazing support.
Support, like mental, my support was more of like,
don't be a PAB.
Don't be a PAB. Or like, great job. Oh, babe, that was the best shot ever.
Exactly what you should have done.
I know, but real element consultants actually like read the greens.
Yeah, that's not what
they do. Do yardages. No. They know what club to hand you. I only knew when to hand you the driver and hand you the putter.
Yeah, but that was okay. I think you did great. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say. Oh, Hawkinsville.
Hawkinsville.
Where you'd have to take the... So in Hawkinsville, there was every year there was all these gnats, and then you'd have to take
dryer sheets.
And then basically tie them to your face. So you're hitting and basically looking through a dryer sheet. I mean, you've ever seen those baseball games where it's like so many gnats and like you can't even see? Like that's the way the city was. It was like excruciating. However, the toupee grass, talking about all, I mean, this is all pain points. It's like giving me my stomach thing. What to tell your version of the toupee grass? Like the Bermuda grass.
Yeah. So that was like one, two, was it whole three? Yep. It was like a dog leg, right?
Yep.
And you were right. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Now I'm getting sick. Okay. So anytime you had to chip.
Which, to the credit, wasn't a lot because did I hit it good.
Yeah.
I would hit like 15, 16 greens around and I would have to chip three times maybe.
Yeah, you're still the best golf player in my book.
Oh,
but
thanks, sweetie pie.
Chipping, we could have used a little work on.
Yes. Well, there's a reason. There's a story to the back end of this. So
you really needed Mitch as your coach, the best chipper this side of the Mississippi. Yep. Isn't that what you say, Mitch is? So we get you hit it from the fairway. You don't hit it on the green. It's short. And we're right there on the fringe with the toupee grass. What kind of grass is
it? So it's
Zoysia?
It's Bermuda grass. No, Zoysia is easy. Zoysia. Bermuda grass is like super wiry. It grows into like
it grows up, but it grows
sideways. So
the
like
roots are there.
So like if you're watching this on YouTube or on Instagram, like it's the grass that grows, and then when you hit it folds up. Right.
You can like literally pick it up, and he's right there on the fringe of the green, right in the Bermuda grass.
Yep.
And it's just I know that we're SOL. Because you got a chip.
And every time you would say,
CNN ticker.
Yeah, the CNN ticker over my head now. With chipping.
It's just like saying, don't miss the chip. Don't flop the chip. Don't flop the chip. Don't flop the chip. Don't flop the chip.
I suck, I suck, I suck, I suck,
yeah,
I suck,
literally,
I suck.
It's like there was like literally a ticker across. You could just see what he was saying
language,
in his mind. Yeah.
Right? Like, have you ever guys seen like, you know, you guys have played with buddies or seen someone in professional sports and the opposite where you're like, this guy's going to like, they're going to do it right here.
Yeah.
Right. It was the opposite. It was like, this is not going to work out.
No. And it never did.
It never did. So luckily I putted a lot.
But my ticker was going on too. Cause I'm the whole time I'm like, don't flop it. Don't flop it. Don't flop it. Oh gosh. He has a chip. Oh no.
In contact.
Yeah.
But I would hit and I didn't know what I was doing. Cause I never. I mean, this is 2011.
11.
I started playing golf in 1991.
Yeah.
And I always was like ball striking was like the thing, but like I had never gotten a short game lesson really, like ever. Just because the teachers teachers don't, which is part of the origin story of the golf room of like, it's not just about your golf swing. Like it's about your short game, your putting, your course management, mental, fitness, your clubs. Like it's this whole thing.
This, that, and the other.
It's not just like, the golf room is not just like, hey, let's teach you how to see the 7-iron into a bay, right? Like it's everything. So it was at that tournament where I was like, my short game sucks. And then that started the, it was the entry point of the pain where I was like, I got to figure out what it is, which then stumbles me into meeting James Siegman, who we've had on the podcast.
Yeah. Cool.
So, which you guys can go back and look at that and binge watch that. So,
your chipping's great now though.
It's better.
I haven't seen it for a while, but I think it's great.
It's great. Great. So yeah, so that's Hawkinsville. So let's see, what's where are we at now?
Next after Hawkinsville, we head to Oak Creek, and we just cannot remember where Oak Creek is. So if you're down there in Georgia, we had a three week stint in Georgia, and Oak Creek was in Georgia.
Yeah. So let's
figure out
before we come back. Maybe they can comment, and then we'll come back. Yeah. And we'll know. We'll look at where Oak Creek is. And I think right after this, if I remember, right after Oak Creek in Georgia is when we go to New Orleans for the first time. So
that was fun.
This will be a good breaking point. Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys back here for another episode of Tales of the Tour. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of the Stock Shot Secrets. Now, I want to give you a special opportunity where you and I can chat individually by just simply texting the following number. And you can ask any question under the sun about anything relative to your game or your skill, body, mind, whatever it is. So just text me at 614-541-1988. That's 614-541-1988. Subscribe to our text line, and then you can be in the special Stock Shot community where we can talk about everything under the sun regarding stock shots.